Our Lord said to Martha, "You are anxious and worried about many things." Now, how many of us feel like this can describe us on a daily basis, that we are anxious and worried about many things? That, you know, we're worried about health problems or problems in our family, our work, our house. We're worried about political issues in our country, especially the direction that our country seems to be going. We're worried about the seemingly unending unrest in our world. We're worried about and anxious about many things. Martha was concerned about serving her guests, you know, which was expected. There were many things that are expected when a visitor would come to your house at that time, in that culture. You know, you would have to provide water so they could clean themselves from their journey. Of course, journeying at that time, traveling at that time, was very dusty, and you needed to provide water so they could clean themselves up after their journey. You would probably have to provide refreshments or even a meal to take care of your guests. It was pretty much expected that the host would do everything they could to make their guests comfortable, to meet every need that they had. And it was considered a grave insult not to provide for the needs of your guests. So of course she was worried and anxious about that, but perhaps there was other things in her life that she was worried and anxious about. And we don't know that. It wasn't recorded in the scriptures, but perhaps our Lord knew what those were. And she was using this service as a way to distract her from all those things that she was concerned about. And instead of sitting and listening to our Lord, sitting in silence at His feet. We do this too often. Too many of us think that when we have worries and anxieties, that we can work through them. Maybe we can distract ourselves by keeping busy. You know, I don't know about you, but my house is never cleaner than when I have something that I'm worried about or I'm anxious about, because it's easier to go do the housework than it is to worry about whatever it is, distract myself from it. Or maybe we think, oh, I could just work on it and I could eventually get past all of this. You know, instead, we need to be following what Mary did. We need to follow her example in the gospel today. That instead of being worried and anxious, she sat at the feet of our Lord in silence. She listened to Him. She learned from Him. When we do that, we can turn our anxieties and worries over to Him. Our Lord says, there is need of only one thing. This is what we need to realize in our life. With all the worries and anxieties in our life, there is only one thing that we need to be concerned about, and that is to sit at the feet of our Master, our Lord Jesus Christ, to learn from Him and allow Him to strengthen us against these worries and anxieties that we have in our lives. And when we do that, when we do sit at His feet and learn from Him, as Mary did, we see what is truly important: listening to Him, serving Him. Everything else pales in comparison to the need to serve our Lord. Now, all this isn't to say that sometimes our worries and anxieties don't involve suffering. They do. We all know this, that there are times when what we're worried and anxious about is real suffering. It's real pain, whether physical or emotional. And when we're in that state, it's hard for us, almost impossible for us, to sit at the feet of our Lord in silence. Because that anxiety, that pain, that suffering keeps coming back to the forefront of our mind. We keep reflecting on it and focusing on it because we want that pain gone. But at those moments when that worry and anxiety is truly suffering, that it's all the more important that we put our focus on our Lord. In fact, St. Paul rejoiced in his sufferings because it gave him that opportunity. As he tells us in the second reading, "In my flesh I am filling up what is lacking in the afflictions of Christ on behalf of His body, which is the church." When we have these worries and anxieties that are suffering, we can unite them to our Lord's sacrifice on the cross, with sharing in His passion and death. When we do that, we can join in that suffering, join our suffering in His sacrifice for ourselves, to give us the grace we need to overcome what life throws at us, but also for others, for the whole world. Because our Lord died and rose again for all of us. This is what we mean when we say that suffering has a redemptive aspect. Our Lord's death on the cross redeemed the whole world from sin. By uniting our suffering to His, we share in joining that to that our suffering to that redemptive act. We can offer up our sufferings for ourselves and for those around us. This is what it means to choose the better part, which our Lord says in the gospel, to follow Mary's example. So may we do that today and every time we have worries and anxieties and sufferings. May we choose, instead of focusing on those worries and anxieties, may we instead sit at the feet of Jesus, listening and learning from Him, and join our suffering to His.